Irish Country magazine, supported by Guaranteed Irish and Design and Crafts Council Ireland, have launched the Irish Made Awards 2023 with a €20,000 prize on offer for SMEs, crafters, retailers and much more. Well, to tell us all about it, about who can enter and what you need to do, I'm joined now on the line by Irish Country magazine editor Clara Heron. Clara, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary.
No problem at all. Look, the Irish Made Awards 2023 have just been launched. Can you tell us about them?
Absolutely, I'd be delighted to. Yes, so they're back again. This is the seventh year of the Irish Made Awards. So basically, they're all about spotlighting and celebrating businesses and craftspeople who are making products in Ireland. So we have 14 categories now. It has grown and grown year on year. It just it keeps getting bigger and bigger, but it's brilliant because there's huge opportunity for businesses, small, medium, large, to put themselves forward and enter. If they're making a quality product here in Ireland, we want to hear about it.
Okay, and so what are you talking about then? Can it be actual, say, maybe crafts, clothes?
Yep. Yeah, we have, like I said, 14 categories. So let me fly through them. So we've got crafts, so like gift, textiles, fashion, accessories, jewellery, beauty products, food, drinks, kids products. We actually have two new categories as well this year that are focused on retailers. So it's the first time we've ever opened it up to the kind of retail sector, but essentially encouraging shops, big and small, if they're stocking Irish made products on their shelves, to put themselves forward as well. So yeah, there's loads of categories there. And I suppose, you know, it's not an exhaustive list of categories in the sense that it's not every single type of product that is made on the island of Ireland, but all of the categories essentially tie into the type of content that we would cover in Irish Country magazine. So there's a huge amount of opportunity for, you know, really talented makers to put themselves forward.
Okay, and open to all kinds of SMEs. Is there any specific criteria as to maybe the size of the company or how long you're operating or anything like that?
It's very open, to be honest, Mary. The only kind of thing I would say is that they want to be about a year at least in operation, because it's very much about focusing on, like, when you enter, we're kind of asking you to go through kind of what you've kind of accomplished and how you've grown in the previous 12 months. So I would say that. But, you know, in saying that, we have had companies who have been finalists and who have even won that might only be, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. And then at the other end of the scale, we've also had companies that have won that have been 150 years old. So it is genuinely very open. You know, they can be startups, they can be small, and they can be operating from maybe one shop or from a website, or, you know, still working from home or creating their products from a home studio maybe. And then, you know, we'll have companies that are exporting globally. So it sounds very broad in that sense, but actually what it's about is really about the quality of the products. So, you know, we know that there's amazing craftspeople and designers that are making really beautiful products on a smaller scale or on a more local scale, and they equally deserve to be, you know, spotlighted alongside maybe a heritage name. The thing is that the companies that have been around a long time that are quite well known, they're innovating too. You know, they're coming up with more, maybe even better ways to make their products in Ireland. So they might be innovating, working with, like, you know, Irish grown ingredients or Irish produced textiles that they maybe haven't used before. So it's really about encouraging that kind of idea of shopping local. Yes, like, our readers really want to know about the businesses that are making their product here, but also about the businesses that are really truly trying to source locally as well, and to use local businesses and collaborate with each other, I suppose. So yeah, I would encourage anyone that's in operation from year one to year, you know, 100 plus to enter.
Okay, and you mentioned collaboration there. The theme of this year's awards is collaborate and celebrate.
Yeah, that's right. So that's really just, I suppose, about, I suppose, highlighting the fact that we are really, really, really good at collaborating in this country. And I think actually post-COVID, even more so. Like, we've noticed, we have the awards culminate every year in a awards ceremony. So we have a lovely event in October where all of our finalists gather together and we hand out the awards to the winners. But always in that room, like a huge amount of obviously networking takes place and there's great connections being made. But then when we come back 12 months later, we hear from businesses that go, I was sitting on a table with such and such last year and we ended up, you know, cross collaborating and coming up with a new collection together. Or, you know, they gave me the name of their, you know, logo guy and I was able to use them or their packaging contact. Or maybe they did a pop-up together at Christmas time, you know. So we're seeing this amazing mix of kind of community coming from the awards. So I suppose, yeah, we just wanted to really highlight that this year and kind of shout about that a bit because, you know, I think somebody said the other day, you'll go, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together, which I really liked that quote. And it's very true. You know, we are a small island and we really punch above our weight when it comes to creativity and quality and talent and business. You know, we're really good entrepreneurs and business people, and a lot of the time it's people that are working maybe alone or in, you know, small companies, small teams. So we can really lift each other up by, you know, supporting each other. And yeah, I suppose we just want to really put an emphasis on that this year because we've really genuinely seen it taking place with the awards year in, year out, and it's really encouraging.
And there's a fantastic prize for the overall winner.
There is. So the overall winner gets a prize package worth €20,000. So that is about boosting their business. So it has, you know, marketing and advertising opportunities within Irish Country magazine. And then there's also part of the package is given by our co-headline sponsors. So one of them being Guaranteed Irish, they provide an amazing membership and mentorship package to the winner. And then Design and Craft Council Ireland also provides a package worth €5,000, which includes having a stand at Showcase Ireland and a stand at Bloom 2024 in Phoenix Park. So huge opportunity for these businesses to really, you know, get out there and really have a lot of expertise and mentorship as well. So it's a massive benefit to the winner, but equally, you know, all of the finalists, you know, it's a long enough campaign. We're only at the beginning of it now, calling for entries. As the summer goes on, you know, we have our finalists then, and you know, they all get printed inside Irish Country magazine and it goes up onto our website, our social media. Like, there's a huge amount of kind of spotlight goes on to these businesses that are shortlisted. So, you know, even if you think to yourself, you know, there's somebody listening thinking, oh, you know, I am making a great product, but I don't think, you know, I'm there yet, or I might not be big enough, or, you know, I'm not good enough to enter, please do. Like, the judging process is really lengthy, but it's very stringent. It's very good at pulling out, like I said, names big and small, businesses big and small. If they are making a quality product, you'll make the shortlist. You know what I mean? So I just think put yourself forward and you never know. You know, if you're not in, you can't win.
Absolutely. And tell us, how can people enter and is there a specific deadline?
Yes, there is. So the end of May is the deadline, the 30th. And if they pick up the new issue of Irish Country magazine, which is in shops now with lovely Sharon Shannon on the cover, they'll spot it in the newsagent. Or they can go onto our website, irishcountrymagazine.ie. And all the details about the awards you'll need are in the magazine, on our social media, on our website. There's a really simple entry form. Like I said, we're year 7 now. So every year we're kind of trying to tweak it and make it as easy as possible for businesses to enter. So, you know, it won't take you long. It's really straightforward entry process. So, you know, if you're listening and you're, like I said, you're making a great product, give yourself the time. A lot of people, you know, we've had thousands of businesses enter at this point now. And we've heard many, many times that even just taking the time to go through the entry form is a nice practice for businesses because, you know, so often you're doing the thing, you know, you're in it, you're in the middle of the business, especially if it's your own business or your own, you know, idea, your own product. You're wearing lots of hats, you're doing many, many things and being pulled in all sorts of directions. So to actually give yourself the time, even as an exercise, to enter and fill out a form like that and really think about how far you've come and what you've achieved is a really good practice anyway and a nice thing to do for your business. So yeah, please do just believe in yourself, put yourself forward, because that's probably the second thing that I hear the most is businesses thinking that they, you know, aren't there yet or they're not ready. But they I think they are. I think in most cases they usually are. And there is just such an exceptional amount of talent in this country. It's remarkable. And in Kerry as well, we've had some amazing Kerry finalists over the years as well. We've yet to have a Kerry winner. So, you know, fingers crossed. This year.
Hopefully this is the year for that then.
Yeah.
Okay, well look, Tara, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us, and hopefully there will be plenty of entries and finalists and hopefully a Kerry winner by the end of it all. But look, thanks so much for joining us and telling us all about the Irish Maid Awards 2023.
Thanks so much, Mary.